to believe in the gospel. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life." John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name." These two verses show us that, one, to believe in him is to believe into him, and two, to believe in him is to receive him into us. Ephesians 1:13 says, "In whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise." Thus, our faith in the Lord is through our hearing the word of the truth of the gospel. Have you heard the word of the truth? The gospel of your salvation? Well, let's practice the following declaration together. Lord, I believe into you. Lord, come into me.